Talk to Dad.
Welcome to the Talk to Dad podcast, episode 97.
Welcome. Ooh, almost to 100.
I know. We only got three episodes away from the 100 mark.
You know, it's kind of too bad.
What's that?
That we won't hit 100 when we do our road trip special.
I know. That would be like 101 a couple weeks away. Or 102.
It's like right
like
after.
Yeah.
It's okay though.
Yeah.
Yes. So I have Phoebe here with me.
Hello.
I've also got Allison.
Hi.
AKA Mom. I'm Dad.
Yeah.
This is the Talk to Dad podcast.
You're not my dad.
No.
You're not my dad.
But I'm the dad of this house. And the dad of this podcast. And I've got lots of stuff to talk about. I've got a weird random fact that I discovered today. Do you want to hear my weird random fact?
I guess I do.
Yeah.
Do you know what synchronicity is?
Being synchronized?
Synchronicity is when two completely unrelated events occur simultaneously with no apparent connection, even though they seem to be connected. So
just like a coincidence?
Like the lattice of coincidence?
Like a very strange coincidence. Like one of the most famous examples is calculus. So calculus was discovered at the exact same time by Newton and Leibniz in two different places. In fact, it was such a weird coincidence that Newton accused Leibniz of plagiarism. But then when people looked at it, like they discovered that Leibniz like had stuff in his calculus that that Newton hadn't figured out yet.
Mm. Right. And they were like it's not like they were next door neighbors. They were in different countries.
Yeah. Leibniz was in Germany and Newton was in England, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they were both kind of like heavy hitters in Europe, but So that's like the most famous thing. I discovered another sort of similar situation that's much less highbrow.
Uh-huh.
But almost more freaky on a very basic level.
Is it world changing?
No.
No.
But on March 12th, 1951, on the exact same day in England and in the United States, two comics were both released named Dennis the Menace.
What? Huh.
And they both involved like a young, like rascal kind of kid named Dennis who like caused problems.
They weren't the same comic?
They're not the same. They're totally different comics. One invented by an English comic writer and one by an American comic writer. They both got released on the exact same day and they were both called Dennis the Menace.
That's so funny.
That's a very strange random fact, Dad.
Was there a legal battle?
No. They just, in fact, they both ended up being released like in the other country, but they changed the name slightly.
Yeah, they would have to. Because that's confusing.
Like, Dennis the Menace, the rascal. Dennis, the English one, ended up being called, what was it? It was like Dennis and the name of his dog.
Hmm. Dennis and the name of his dog is a weird title.
But his dog was named, now I have to look it up. But I stumbled across this today. Oh, Dennis the Menace and Nasher, because he had this dog named Nasher. Okay.
Nasher.
So when it didn't immediately get it released in the United States, but when it did, it called Dennis the Menace and Nasher or Dennis and Nasher. And then Dennis the Menace, the U.S. version, got released in England called something slightly different.
Hmm.
So they've both like consistently existed since March 12th, 1951.
That's really funny.
But they both came out on the exact same day with the exact same title and basically the same concept.
Well, if I heard this on a podcast, I would like back up like 5 minutes and try to be like, wait, how did they get there? Like I would totally have to re-listen to it like three times and then I would realize there wasn't really like any way they got there. It just happened.
It's just something that I stumbled across today.
I appreciate it.
I think it's bizarre.
You know what I think though happened there? Dennis is a very 50s name. I bet that there were lots of little kids named Dennis running around, and it just happens to rhyme with menace. So, like, that's going to be something that you think of because not that many things rhyme with Dennis.
Yes.
And if they wouldn't have come out on the exact same day, I would think it was
that's not a little weird.
Yeah.
The exact same day is a little bit weird.
Yeah.
But just the existence of two Dennis the Menaces, I don't think is. Because if you had like a little kid or like a next door neighbor named Dennis that was running around, you might think, oh my gosh, he's a menace. It's Dennis the Menace.
Yeah.
But.
And it's one of those things like weird coincidences do happen sometimes, and they're totally coincidence. Have you ever seen those weird charts where it shows like two things that happen similarly,
mm-hmm.
but they have nothing to do with each other?
Yeah.
Like showing that, like, you know,
correlation is not causation.
Yeah. I have seen those. They're interesting.
Yeah. It's weird because I think our brains are sort of wired to think that if two things happen at the same time, they must be related, especially if they're very similar things.
We look for coincidence.
Yeah.
And patterns. We try to find patterns.
Yeah. Well, but yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I think that's why Isaac Newton's friends all just assumed.
Well, yeah.
That Leibniz, like, plagiarized him.
Yeah.
Because that would be, I'm sorry, that would be more likely.
And I would think, you know, if I were the guy who invented Dennis the Menace, I would think the other guy must have somehow stolen my idea.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I would definitely consider it.
Yeah. But I think at the time, like, newspapers in England and U.S., there was no overlap.
Mm-hmm.
They all had, like, their own comics, and they didn't run in each other's. But anyway.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So how are you doing, Phoebe?
I'm doing good. I had a good day.
You've got a very busy schedule coming up.
Yeah.
Tell us about your good day, and then tell us what's coming up.
It was just a good day. I was allowed to leave my first period speech class with my friend because we're seniors and we're like, hey, can we go like work on something in another class? So we did. We went to the choir room and I actually did have to do work, but then we just like hung out in there, had a good time, like just, and then like, so I got to skip a class I didn't like, and then we had a Socratic seminar in English, which is fun. And I'm good at them because I talk way too much and I'm really good at pulling things out of my brain.
What's a Socratic seminar?
It's like where you, they like assign you these questions and you're put in two groups and they like arrange the desks. So you've got like an inner circle, outer circle. And you just basically have to discuss the questions and like try to sound smarter than everyone else and get a good grade. But I'm really good at BSing things. So like, I'll be like, yeah, that color.
Is that?
Was
Boy Scouting things?
Yes.
Nope.
Bible studying things?
Nope. Anyway.
Bubblegum smacking things.
Yeah, oh, I don't think terrible. That was what I was going for. But I like some Socratic seminars. That was okay.
So it's basically just an open
discussion. It was just a good day.
Where you have to like be persuasive.
Well, and you just have to like talk a certain amount of times and have to say something like that. Like new or whatever, but
come up with a new concept.
I'm pretty good at them. I have a friend who, when she first moved to our school, her first day of school here was a Socratic seminar in my class last year, and she said she was like super super intimidated by me because she's like, oh my gosh, she's like so smart, and then she realized later I'm not.
You're just really good at
Socratic seminars.
You're just insistent,
and I'm like good at making myself sound smarter than I am. Maybe, I don't know. But yeah, it was just a good day. I got some McDonald's oatmeal for lunch because I've been sick for like a week.
Do they sell the oatmeal at lunch?
Yeah, it's all day.
That's part of the all-day breakfast menu?
It's fantastic.
I was like, well, because I always like, if some of my friends or if my choir director goes out to get lunch, then I always make them like, get me something, give me money,
I knew,
or whatever.
Anyway, but, muffins were, but I didn't realize the oatmeal was too.
Oh, there's so much. Okay, I'm not a huge fan of McDonald's. Like, I kind of wish I liked it, but I don't. Like, because I don't want to be a McDonald's hater because McDonald's haters are annoying. Unpopular opinion, I guess. I don't know. Among McDonald's haters. But they're annoying. So I don't really want to hate McDonald's, but, like, it's just not my thing. I like fast food in general. But their breakfast is so good. So I always eat their breakfast. If I have a friend going to McDonald's during lunch, their McGriddles, they slap. They're so good.
Yeah, their oatmeal is surprisingly good, I will admit.
It's tasty.
I like their
oatmeal. I feel like it's maybe not that great for you, but it tastes really good.
It's not the worst, though. It's a whole grain.
It's actually not that bad, no.
They have actual little apples and nuts in there.
Mm-hmm. No, they don't have nuts anymore.
They don't have the nuts anymore?
No.
They used to have nuts.
Yeah.
They used to have nuts. They also,
I
think,
it's apples and raisins.
They used to have heavy cream, I think, when it first came out, too. It used to be not good for you. It's a lot better for you now, and it's still good.
Heavy cream on oatmeal is awesome.
Yeah. No, but I've been feeling sick.
When I have oatmeal at work, I put half and half on it. Not a lot, but just a little bit. It's really good.
I've been feeling sick for like a week. So every time that my friends go out to lunch between, I have like choir and then AP Music Theory in the same room. So we're in the same room just like for a while, and then we'll go get lunch, even though it's against the rules. We're not supposed to leave campus. But whenever they get, whenever they've been getting.
You guys have a very porous closed campus, though.
Oh, seriously. I was talking to someone about it.
It's very leaky. And it, like, a leaky closed campus.
It's like so ridiculous. Well, because a lot of kids have off-campus classes at either the Career and Technical Education Center or at, like, another school just because they don't have enough people here that want to take the class. So, like, they can't, like, unless they're, it's just very hard for them to actually stop people. And, like, you can always say, like, oh, I have early release. Like, so, like, it's, they're always, like,
enforce it at all.
We will, like, if you ever leave campus, then you will get out of school suspension for a week or whatever. And, like, they make it sound like it's such a big deal. And then, like, I have never known, I know so many people who leave campus, and I've never known anyone who's...
Well, and occasionally you have teachers that send you off campus to get them
lunch. Yes.
But we won't throw anyone specifically under the
bus. Yeah, well, there might have been an incident where a teacher let a student borrow his car and forgot to tell them he had a flat tire. And then...
That's not good.
They were... And then maybe, like, this person was driving on the rim of the wheel because the tire had come completely off and it was sparking. But, so yeah... We have, yeah, I guess porous is the right word for our campus. Also, because teachers don't care. Like, there's a very select few people who actually care. And, like, the front office does. But the thing about the Fine Arts Hall is that, like, it's like the Wild West of the school. Like, there's no administrator, there's no, like, vice, there's no principals or APs or anything over there. Like, so it's really, like, you go in the main hallways and it's, like, pretty, you know, people following rules. And you go in those hallways, the Fine Arts hallways, and, like, it's just... free for all. So whenever my friends go out to lunch, this last week I've been sick, so our options are pretty limited. We have like a kind of okay fried chicken place and like McDonald's and a Mexican restaurant, and fairly new we have Zoe's Kitchen, which is like Mediterranean kind of stuff, semi-Mediterranean. So I've been like, yeah, I haven't been feeling great, so I'm like, I don't really want McDonald's or like fried chicken or whatever. So I've actually had, like, this obsession with Zoe's Kitchen, and I've had it, like, 4 out of the last 5 days. I didn't have it today, but I've had it, like, every day for a little while because I just tried it, and I was like, this is really good. But today I got oatmeal from McDonald's because I couldn't convince anyone to go to Zoe's Kitchen for me. But I got some good oatmeal. There's not a lot you can have when you're feeling, like, super gross, but you're like, I should eat something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I just had a pretty good day. I don't know. It's nice weather outside. Played with Maisie a little bit.
So talk about all the things that you've got going on. How busy you're going to be from tomorrow morning on.
So tomorrow I'm leaving with my choir at 7 a.m. for our spring trip. So we're going to Corpus Christi. Our porous campus is about to get even more porous because we're all leaving for the weekend. But no, it's actually allowed though.
You have to sing tomorrow morning too, right?
Yeah, we're singing and like on the way there, we're going to a festival and singing our music that we haven't sang in like a couple weeks.
So you have to show up at 7 o'clock in the morning at the school already dressed in a choir dress.
Yeah, well, we get to change after, but it's like an hour max drive up there, probably less. But so yeah, our choir is actually pretty good, by the way. We had our competition like a couple weeks ago. Best in the district. You
guys sound really good.
We got some really nice comments, but...
It was really, really good.
You didn't
good.
Get to hear us.
I've heard you before, though.
Okay.
Unless you got, like,
was there.
Way better since the last time I heard you.
Yeah, Mom was there.
It was very good.
I was there, and actually, they did sound better since the last time. Like, they improve every time I hear them, and
we're
it was
good.
Amazing.
We it's had judges. One of the judges told our director that she wants him to come down to San Antonio and, like, clinician her choir, because... She has never been able in her 50 years of teaching to get a choir to sound as good as we did. So, yeah. Pretty legit. But hopefully we'll do well at some of these competitions. So we're going to that, and then we're going to be in Corpus Christi, which is like, if you want a beach vacation in Texas, but like not like a super good one.
Yeah, it's on the Gulf Shore.
It's fine.
Corpus is nice.
I've never been there, actually.
I've never been there either.
It's got a better, like... It's a lot better of a beach than Galveston.
And Galveston's gross.
Okay, I like Galveston. I don't think we need to knock Galveston.
Galveston's fun, but it's not that good of a beach. The beach is kind of rocky.
Yeah.
Well, and they bring in sand.
Yeah.
The city brings in sand to try to make a beach. But
anyway, no. Corpus Christi's fun.
Corpus is good.
We're doing like, we're staying in condos, so I'm cooking for all of my friends. Did I tell you that, Dad?
Are you the official cook?
Yes. Well, my friend and I, we had prom last weekend. That was fun. And my two of my friends and I stayed for our prom after party. We stayed in an Airbnb and like just kind of chilled. We were going to watch a movie, but the DVD player didn't work.
But the after party was just you and your girlfriends, right?
Yes.
It wasn't like a party.
It wasn't an actual, that was me joking. No. It's not an actual after party.
I just wanted to clarify
I got
to
say though,
it was a sleepover.
Listen, y'all, I had a whole half of a Dr. Pepper. Not even a half, probably like a third. And I was so like, I was like, wow, all this caffeine, all this sugar.
Did you play, card games? Did you play
No, we just talked.
No?
No card games? It's fun. Anyway, but we got pancake mix to make, confetti pancake mix, because, you know, party house. But then we realized it wasn't the just add water type. You needed like eggs. So we're taking that to the condo with us. So all these other rooms are going to have cereal and we're going to have confetti pancakes.
You're going to have
pancakes.
Which
is going to be great. Yeah. Well, so confetti pancakes. Like,
you have to make breakfast every day and you have to make lunch?
One dinner. So the dinner, I'm making this like one pot pasta that I was taught to make in a church activity once. That's really good. And then we're going to make some garlic bread and some salad. We're going to have a nice meal.
That'd be good. Pasta's
good.
I'm
so excited.
A good group meal.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. Oh yeah. One person in our room that she's like a bodybuilder, like does CrossFit and stuff and like is in powerlifting. So she was like, guys, I can't eat any of that. I can't have carbs. So we were like, cool. We're not making something different. So she's like,
she's gonna have to
fine,
bring
just buy me like a dozen eggs and I'll just eat eggs in the salad.
Eggs. So eggs she's just gonna eat like bars.
Well, protein bars.
She said that. She was like, I need like, yeah, so she's just eating like tons and tons of eggs. But so that'll be fun. But it should be. I'm really excited. And then we're going to like a water park there and some different stuff. There's a sandcastle making workshop, but it's not a day that it's scheduled a thunderstorm, so we'll see how that goes.
Hmm.
But yeah, I'm excited.
And then, so you've got your choir spring trip, and then you got a couple other things coming up, though.
Well, next week's my birthday party.
Birthday party. So you've already had your birthday, but this is the party.
Right. I did have my birthday. I turned 18.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think we talked about that. I'm an adult.
Yeah.
This podcast is now comprised of 4 adults and 2 kids.
I can now send you to the store and make you get Sudafed.
Now you can vote.
Okay. It was just a good day. Oh, yeah. My orchestra teacher told me she was proud of me today, and it was a highlight.
Oh, yeah?
She's very...
Is that the first time she's ever told you that?
Probably.
Yeah.
She's very... she's not cold, but she doesn't just throw compliments out. So when she says something nice to you, you're always like, oh... Thank you. Like,
yeah.
I remember like one time last year, she said that our ensemble sounded really good. And she was like, yeah, you're really good. She's like, Phoebe, you're really doing those high parts well. And I was like, thank you. Yeah. I was telling her about, actually, I don't even think I've talked about this on here. I want to change my major to music therapy, which I'm super excited about. I like really love the career, like the major and stuff. I think it's super cool. And it's like a really good fit for me. Cause I kind of like, I signed up as an economics major cause you know, not necessarily passionate about economics, but I'm passionate about being good at things. So,
yeah,
was my joke.
Getting a job. That's a funny joke.
But I was like really kind of sad, like, because whenever I would think about how I was kind of like, of course I'll always be able to do music, but I was pretty much done with music after this year, and it made me sad. And I was like kind of emo about it, and I was like, man. And it was just like, I don't know. Like, I love working with kids too, but I didn't really want to be a teacher. But when I learned about music therapy as a major, it's so cool. And it's something that like really interests me. So I was talking to her about, I talked to her about it before, but I was like, yeah, I just registered for classes. I got special permission to take the intro course, even though I'm not a music therapy major yet. Cause you have to audition and have to wait till next year. But, and I was telling her about how like, yeah, I'm like really going to double down on my cello playing so I can practice for that. And I am taking a guitar class in college and I've just been like working really hard for it. And she was like, I'm really proud of you. And I was like, thanks, man. Anyway.
So for the music therapy major, you'll have to learn new instruments or get better, maybe a little bit better at your instrument?
Yeah, well, or get better at different types of playing. So for the audition, at least, I'm sure I'll learn lots of different, like drums, and I know they use drums a lot in music therapy, which, should I kind of explain what that is? What
music therapists do? Yeah.
So
sure. I'm not sure I know. I mean, I've got a vague idea, but I'm not sure
It makes it sound like hippy dippy stuff.
It's totally hippy dippy. I love it. I'm so excited.
It's not totally though.
I'm so excited to just wander around with my guitar and just be like playing songs. But yeah, no,
singing
it's like
Kumbaya
so
around a campfire.
You're using music to help heal, like improve people's cognitive functions and help like kind of heal people like mentally and physically. So a lot of times I work with like people who have been through trauma or like old people with like dementia or something or special needs children a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. Someone I babysit for has a special needs daughter, and she was telling me that she like loves it and totally connects with music in ways that she can't connect to other things. So it's really cool.
School districts hire music therapists to work with their special needs kids.
But they work in a lot of different areas too.
YouTube video that Elizabeth sent to our family group chat?
I saw part of it.
Coco. I might really post it on our Twitter account at TTD Podcast on Twitter.
Oh, Coco's so good.
But there is a really good video that someone did that was basically looking at the movie Coco and one of the last scenes. So if you haven't seen the movie, you probably don't want to watch the video. But because there are spoilers in it, sort of. But it talks about how like what happens in the movie is actually something that happens through music therapy.
Yeah,
it's
really cool with the great grandmother. If you've seen when he plays a song at the end for
her. Really interesting because you assume what's going on is just like Pixar Disney magic,
but it's something
that actually has like a basis in
neuropsychology. But anyway, it's something I'm super interested in. I really like because it kind of is just like kind of the perfect fit for me because it's music, but it's not like I'm not going to be a performance major. And it's like working with people and like helping people and like, I don't know, you still get to do like that research aspect of it because I still like studying and like academic stuff, but I'm just super excited. But anyway, I need to audition next year, so hopefully I can get into the major officially, even though I emailed and I was like, hey, do you have auditions for halfway through the semester or something like that? And they were like, no, you got to wait, but like since I said I didn't want to fall behind on the coursework and stuff, they said I could take the intro class as a non-major, which was pretty exciting. So
that's good.
So you got a guitar for your birthday.
I did.
And then you also will need to keep practicing piano and cello because all three of those instruments.
Oh yeah, sorry. It's like a 3-part audition. Actually, the program at Utah State is really good. It's like one of the top in the U.S. But their audition's really like kind of intense. You have to have a primary instrument, which for me, I think I'm going to do cello.
Since you've been playing it for the last 10 years?
Half of my life.
Right. But the primary instrument, they want something. They want you to play
classic.
Classical.
You've been classically trained on an instrument. And then they want you to sing and accompany yourself on guitar and sing and accompany yourself on piano. So anyway, so I can play piano. I can sing. I kind of need to work on doing them together because I've kind of done a little bit of that, but it's hard. And then I really need to double down my cello playing because it's, could definitely be better. And then I need to learn how to play guitar, which I was super excited. I was registering for classes and I was like, a couple days after I'd registered for most of my classes and I thought I was done, I was like trying to play guitar like badly, of course, because I just started like a couple days ago. And I was like, ooh, I wonder if there's guitar classes I could take at Utah State. And I like looked it up and it was perfect. It fit like right into my schedule. First of all, it's pretty much free because the tuition's for a certain range of credits, so it didn't cost any more to add the 1-credit guitar class. And it was, like, right before my choir class every day in the same building. So it, like, just fit together perfectly, and I'm so excited.
And I think when I was there, everyone said they had a really good guitar program, actually. So
oh, really?
I assume that's still true. Like, yeah, the person who taught it was, like, really...
Is that
good at
Christensen?
Christiansen. And I think maybe his son teaches there now.
Oh. Well, it's beginning. It's beginning group guitar. It's like 30 people or something.
But I've heard it's a really good program and like.
Oh. Wow. Yeah. But now I'll be like legit instead of being like, hello, I'm playing guitar. I clearly learned off the internet. I don't really know how to strum, but I'm trying.
I heard you playing the other day. I thought it sounded pretty good for someone who didn't really know how to play the guitar.
I know, three chords.
I was surprised.
I think it helps that you already know a stringed instrument.
And I know ukulele, which
ukulele is strumming 3 chords.
Ukulele is easy, like a lot easier than guitar, but it actually like, it translated like fairly well, actually. Like it was a good like beginning step.
Yeah.
Knowing ukulele. But even ukulele, like, to be honest, like, my strumming is not that good. I can't do much, like, pattern-wise in strumming and sing at the same time because it's just, like, hard. I'm not very good at doing hard things, so.
Yeah. Actually, really good at doing hard things. Yeah. Or pushing yourself to do hard things.
Anyway, so I'm really excited. I don't think that's something I've talked about a lot, but it's something that I've been spending a lot of time on and thinking about
cool.
a lot.
It's cool that you have something you're really excited about.
Yeah, I'm excited because I wasn't necessarily super excited about being an economics major. I mean, I liked their business school, and I was kind of like, this is cool, but like, I still kind of felt like I was like, what are the chances of me actually sticking with this? Because like, I was like, this is not something that I'm like, yep, ready to spend the rest of my life on economics. Even though I was like, this is fairly cool, and I like being good at economics.
So something I'm excited about.
What are you excited about?
There's two new additions to our house. That makes it sound like we had a child. We did not have a child.
We did not have one child. We had twins.
Two new additions to our house that I'm actually very excited about.
I've been missing for a while, and this is why, guys.
Twins.
This is why. Twins.
Their names are... What are their names, Mom? Do you want to announce it? We can do a drum roll.
Is that the official drum roll drop there?
Oh.
Here we go.
What are the names of the twins, Mom?
Top oven, bottom oven.
Oh, that was lame. You should have, I wanted you to come up with names. Can you name the top oven, the bottom oven?
No, we haven't named them yet. We got a double oven, which I'm very excited
about. Can we have a Twitter poll for
actually,
names?
Actually, I was thinking of the two things I was thinking of were the double oven and the record player. I think I've already talked about the record player on the podcast, but I'm really enjoying the record player. It's definitely renewed my interest in vinyl. The thing about like records is I've been listening. I listen to music a lot, which we talk about that on the podcast all the time. But there's something about like holding a vinyl record in your hand. And then when you put a record on, it's like you listen to the whole album, like all the way through, mm-hmm. at least the first side, and then flip it over mm-hmm. and listen to the second side.
You don't skip.
And it's a different experience than just like having it on your phone and flipping, oh, I'll just flip through this song or I'll just shuffle.
I saw a thing on Twitter today that was like a teacher or something. And they were like, I told my kids, so we had to have our like physics midterm. We had to have our physics midterm. Maybe I saw it on your account when I was looking for...
They couldn't use the phone.
Yeah, they couldn't use a phone, not even for music. So a kid had brought in his record player and plugged in headphones and was listening to Kanye.
Yeah, on a record player on his desk.
On a desk, yeah. That's anyway, excellent. I think Josephine might actually be a good record player name, so...
It sounds more like a record player than a top or bottom oven.
It's actually... So the day that this podcast comes out is Record Store Day.
Hmm.
And... I haven't told you this yet, Allison.
Oh.
But I may end up waking up early to go to the record store at 7 o'clock in the morning because it starts at 7 o'clock in the morning.
To buy new records for Josephine?
I'm really leaning into this whole vinyl record thing. On Record Store Day, there's like these records that come out that are like exclusive to Record Store Day. They're like a limited number in each store. And there's one that I'm really interested in. So I might just go there, buy the record, and then come home.
So what record is it?
And then go back to the record store like later in the afternoon. There is a live album by The National where they do the whole album of Boxer live in Belgium.
He kind of needs that.
Okay. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
So can we
I was trying to say this earlier, actually. But when Dad and I went to Half Price Books on my birthday so I could get AP review guides, as you do on your birthday...
Yes.
Dad was looking through the records, looking and there was another guy there who was wearing like a newsboy hat, like a newsy type hat, and was like bald and looked super hipster, like middle-aged hipstery. And I was
that
like,
"That is the way almost everybody's going to look at Record Store Day."
And I looked at him and I thought, oh, "There's only so much time before I come home from college, and my dad looks like that."
Oh, it's me. It's me for sure.
He's not going bald.
He'll probably shave his head just for the aesthetic.
There's a couple other records I'm interested in. They're going to do a re-release of the Sundays Reading, Writing, and Arithmetic.
Oh,
that
excellent.
Will come out that day, which I haven't listened to that album forever.
You can grab one.
I might get that one, too.
It can be a present for me.
Yeah. So, anyway, I'm excited about it. But I might show up at the store like at 7 o'clock, buy that album, then come home, and then we'll go back in the afternoon, and I don't have to worry about whether they don't have it anymore.
Do you need two people to go to the piano competition? You can't hear people. You can't go in and listen.
I don't know. I mean, we might hang out.
We may.
I'm just saying, I don't know. I went to one. I cannot go to this one because I'll be in Corpus Christi. But the last one I went to, I mean, you can't really go inside.
We'll see. Well, I think Mom and the boys might want to go to Record Store Day anyway,
we do.
So we can all go together.
I definitely want to go. So can we talk about...
The double oven?
The double oven.
Absolutely. So
the double oven is the twins.
We got a double oven. We used to have just one oven, and it had like kind of a built-in microwave over it. And then our microwave died, And so the thought that we both had simultaneously was
double oven.
Double oven, because we've always wanted a double oven. It's really just nice when you're baking a big meal and you want to be able to put the rolls in the oven at the same time as the turkey or whatever.
Yeah, or, you know,
roast.
It's amazing how often we really kind of, like, I think it'll come in very handy. So the day
I haven't used it yet, but Allison has.
Because I had to, we were having a church activity and I'm like the youth leader in charge. So we were having a church activity for just the teenage girls in our congregation. And it was a cake wars activity. Cupcake wars, not cake wars. Anyway, so I needed to come up with like a lot of cupcakes and just make a whole bunch of cupcakes. And I cooked seven and a half dozen cupcakes in those ovens in no time. It was great. And they all turned out beautifully. They were like good look, like they were from a mix. They weren't like gourmet cupcakes, but they were beautiful. They cooked evenly. They just, it was a joy. It made
That's
me really
exciting.
Happy. And that would have been like a really long afternoon of just
with just
cooking,
one oven. Yeah.
With one oven. Yeah. It was great.
That's exciting. I'm excited to try it out. I usually make the Sunday dinners at our house. And so I'm already thinking about what I might make on Sunday that we'll use both ovens. You won't be here.
Twice baked potatoes?
Phoebe.
26 potatoes.
You won't
no,
be here for
did you,
Sunday
you
dinner.
Didn't hear. It was a funny joke. Twice baked potatoes.
Oh,
you cook them once in one oven and the other time in the other oven.
No, that was not bad. That was polite claps at least. Yeah.
Except that's not the way it works.
Well, twice baked potatoes. You put them once in one oven and another time in
but
the other
be,
oven.
You want to cook two things at the same time. That's why you have a double.
Right. Oven. So it takes half the time if you're getting, you can get them twice baked all in one.
Yep.
Anyway.
That makes sense. I don't understand the problem.
It's great.
Let's do some news.
It was a good joke.
Underappreciated.
Now, your tomorrow morning's headlines tonight.
Dateline, Durham, North Carolina.
Hmm.
I've lived in Durham. Allison, have you lived in Durham?
I have lived in Durham.
I have not lived in Durham.
Phoebe has not lived in Durham. We were talking about this the other day. You were saying that you would like to go to North Carolina sometime.
Yes, this is kind of controversial.
Durham, North Carolina.
But the reason I want to go to North Carolina is because I believe that I was partially named after North Carolina.
But you weren't.
But you told me that once.
No, I didn't.
You did.
No.
And that says it might be true.
I feel like
so
you...
So Phoebe's middle name is Caroline.
Because we really liked North Carolina when we were there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
and
right before I was born.
She was named after it, but I think you had a positive feeling toward Carolina.
Which is kind of... It influenced my name. And you once told me that. Like, you straight
you,
up...
If you would have hated North Carolina or the Carolinas...
When I was
probably
maybe...
probably wouldn't have named her Caroline.
So, you're named after my grandma. Her middle name was Caroline.
Right.
But it can be more than one
yeah,
thing,
Yeah,
right?
it is more than one thing.
But I gotta
yeah.
say, at one point when I was maybe like 13, you told me, yeah, like, you know, we just moved from North Carolina. I was really missing that North Carolina barbecue. And then, like, you will never admit that you said that, but you did. So, anyway, I want to go to North Carolina, my namesake.
So... A restaurant in Durham, North Carolina, the Bull City Burger and Brewery, is offering a special kind of burger to its customers. To get this kind of burger, you actually have to enter a lottery because there are only a lucky few that are able to eat this burger. The burger itself costs $30. The winning customers, once you enter the lottery, the winning customers must contact the restaurant to claim their burgers within 48 hours.
What kind of burger is it?
The burger features a North Carolina pasture-raised beef patty, Gruyere cheese, spicy chili sauce, and an oven-roasted tarantula.
No.
Ew.
It's the tarantula burger. They call it the tarantula.
I don't really.
Challenge.
Can we just move on right now?
It's a roasted tarantula.
I still want to go to North Carolina.
I veto.
Kristen Barnaby.
There's tarantulas in Texas too, Mom.
Kristen Barnaby, a self-described arachnophobe, said she used this as a way to come over what she dreads. To overcome, sorry.
Do you have
overcome
to overcome
what she
that?
Dreads. She says, I am going to eat my fear, the 27-year-old said.
Who is this? Who is this woman?
And then
woman?
She tucked
What's
into,
her name?
Her name is Kristen Barnaby. She tucked into the hamburger topped with a crunchy, full-grown, oven-roasted
nope.
tarantula.
Nope.
Hey,
and a side of fries.
Nope.
Can I make my fear of being unloved and dying alone into a burger.
Yes. You can have the unloved and dying alone burger.
The incapable of being loved romantically and destined to die alone burger.
The hashtag it is part of the restaurant's April Exotic Meat Month. In the past years, I've had iguana, alligator, camels, python, turtle, and various insects. This year, they have a roasted tarantula burger. They asked her what it tastes like, and she said it reminded me of potato chips.
No.
Gross.
And then she said, I like to eat weird food.
Well, tarantula is not exotic meat. It's a bug.
Brewery. I would try it. I would do it.
What about, I'm thinking of more, if I want to eat my fears. Everyone's secretly annoyed by me burger.
I think you need to get a little bit more concrete with your
I don't really have a lot of concrete
fears. If
you want to
eat them on top of a cheeseburger.
I don't like being tickled.
You're not a big fan of snakes.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I just don't like them. It's not a fear, really.
What she's looking for are fears that she would be willing to eat versus
no, not that I'd be willing to eat, just fears that I need to overcome, and maybe I could overcome them this way.
You're not afraid of eating a tarantula? I am.
If you successfully eat the tarantula, like, you get a t-shirt.
But that doesn't strike fear into me, Mom. It just strikes disgust into me. That's not really gross. I feel no fear. I just feel disgust.
You get a tarantula challenge t-shirt if you eat the burger.
It's gross.
Not worth
it.
Only disgust. That's the only emotion I feel.
We could do a tarantula treat yourself.
No.
Oh, nasty. I would not. Literally, if you ever want me to come home for Christmas, summers,
well,
you're not doing a good job.
It's only in Bull City Burger and Brewery in Durham, North Carolina.
I really do want to go to North Carolina, though.
Did that exist when we lived there?
I think so. I don't know.
I don't. It doesn't ring a bell.
I mean, Durham is often called the Bull City.
Yeah.
It's where the Durham Bulls are.
But I don't recall Bull City Burgers.
I don't know. Don't know anything about it other than when I saw this story. Who wants to share one of their stories? Phoebe, you want to share a story?
Sure.
Your story cracked me up. I'm not sure it should have, but it did.
It says, she broke in through a window to take a bath and eat some Cheetos, Louisiana cops say.
Wait. Is this another furry animal?
No.
Okay. So it's not the listen to the stereo and eat cookies wrecking.
Nope, it's a home invader.
She was caught orange-handed with nowhere to run, say police in Monroe, Louisiana. That's because when a woman returned to her home on Church Street from work Tuesday evening, she found Evelyn Washington in her bathtub eating her Cheetos, according to a probable cause affidavit filed by the Monroe Police Department.
Well, hello.
A full plate of food sat on the toilet next to the tub as Washington bathed, munching on her caloric appetizer to the stunned horror of the homeowner. I'm struggling to read this. Munching on her caloric appetizer to the stunned horror of the homeowner, according to the affidavit. The homeowner called the police just after 5 p.m. Washington, 29, was taken to the to a correctional center and faced charges of simple burglary and damage to property, according to jail records. She remained in jail Wednesday with bond set at $500.
I like how it said that an unnamed male person told her to break into that house. She's blaming some dude that she doesn't even know his name.
Now that guy said you had Cheetos, so...
Wait, where does it say that? Oh, I didn't... There's more to the article.
Oh, I must have skipped ahead.
What property damage?
She broke the window.
Oh, she broke the window.
It sounds like she stacked up, put a cooler on its, lengthwise, climbed up on the cooler, busted through the window, climbed in the window, stole her Cheetos, stole a plate of food, and got in her bathtub. And was sitting there eating
Living
Cheetos
her best
in the
life.
Bathtub.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I'm really gonna miss having a bathtub in college. I was thinking about this the other day.
Oh, really?
I love
baths.
Do you
use your bathtub?
Yeah, I get bath bombs all the time.
Yeah, I guess you do. You like the Lush products.
Yeah. I love Lush. They could sponsor us any day.
I wonder how long it's been since I've taken a bath.
Oh my gosh.
Years, 3 years, 4 years.
Father's Day, I'm going to get you a bath bomb. And you're going to think, no, I'm too manly for this. But then you're going to use it and you're going to be like, this is the best thing ever.
You think?
Yeah.
I saw on Facebook or Twitter or something, someone had created this flash mob to everyone show up at the Bellagio fountain and throw bath bombs in the Bellagio fountain.
I love that.
In Which the is, fountain?
Yeah. That's to so turn it all purple or whatever.
Yikes.
Dad, I'm asking now. Would you rather for Father's Day get from Lush a bath bomb or a bubble bar? The bubble bars you can crumble and they make really nice bubbles. You crumble, they're it's almost like a thing of soap and you crumble it and it makes bubbles.
I will defer to you because I have no idea what
I love. Lush bath bombs. Y'all, Lush, they don't even have to like sponsor us as in paying us. Just send me some free bath bombs. Like, I love, I will even like, without you giving me anything, advertise you on here because Lush makes the best bath products. They don't test on animals. They're cruelty free. They do a lot of good stuff. And like, oh man, I love them. I love all of their products. Every single one of them. They smell so good.
Does it say if Evelyn Washington was using Lush products in the bathtub when she was eating
No. Cheetos? She probably couldn't afford it if she couldn't like afford to get her own bathtub and Cheetos.
But maybe the homeowner had Lush products.
A thing or two going on in her life that she thought this was a good idea.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. But once you go to Lush, you're so zen and so happy that you don't even think to break laws and break into people's baths.
Hmm.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Y'all, it's life-changing.
I do like to take baths sometimes.
Not
all the time, but sometimes.
I go to their annual, their only sale they have all year. I think I might have even talked about this on the podcast at the time, somewhat religiously. My friend and I like to go on the dart train and go, well, we only went to the dart train once, but we like to go to the mall in Dallas that has a huge Lush, and they have their only sale all year is the day after Christmas, and we'll go.
Is that the North Park Mall?
Yes, it's like a really big one too for a Lush. They're usually small, but we have like kind of made a commitment to like every single year when we're home for Christmas from college, just go to North Park and go get the Lush sales.
It's like the fancy mall in Dallas. They have
all the expensive
actual
stores.
Art on the walls and stuff.
Yeah. They have, oh my gosh, we've been there. We went there twice this year for different things because and it's fun going into Dallas on the dart, but which is like the train, but we always go there and we always end up accidentally walking into the section of the mall that has like Gucci and Prada. And we're just like walking as fast as we can because we're like, no, I'm so uncomfortable. I'm so poor. I can feel them, these stores staring down at me. I can
feel
Gucci.
Some security guard is going to come up and say, miss, are you sure you belong in this hallway?
I know. Or like rich people will be like,
you just need to move along.
Rich people will look disdainfully down at us.
You're clearly from the suburbs, miss. Go away.
Oh, yeah. So we always are like speeding by because we're like, no, we need to get out. We need to get out.
You can make a horror movie.
Where's it Forever 21? I need a Charlotte Russe. I need poor quality in sales.
Old Navy.
H&M.
They don't have Old Navy in malls. I wish. I would.
I've seen an Old Navy in a mall before, but
not
that mall.
But not most malls.
Not that mall.
Y'all, also Old Navy. I would be glad to be a sponsor of Old Navy. Because I love them.
Allison, do you want to read your story?
I guess. It's not as good as Phoebe's story. Phoebe's story is a good story. So, yeah. This one is about the Necco Candy Company. You know,
you
Necco.
Mean the New England Confectionery Company?
Yes, the New England
Necco Wafers.
The makers of Necco Wafers.
Yes,
and
the best candy of all time.
And Valentine Hearts.
Is
they
it
make
the
most
best
Valentine
candy?
Hearts.
I like Valentine Hearts.
Yeah.
I like Valentine Hearts.
Do you like Necco Wafers?
No, no one likes Necco Wafers.
Do you know what?
A lot of people do, and that's part of what the story is about.
The thing about Necco Wafers is they're not good necessarily.
They're like notoriously not good.
Yes, but they're like just the perfect size to just put on your tongue and just wait for it to go away.
They have a cult following.
Yeah. It's not that they're good. It's that they're kind of a satisfying experience to eat like one at a time. They're chalky, but they're just the right like size and thickness to just like sit on your tongue and kind of suck on it. After a while, they start to kind of soften and they kind of conform to the roof of your mouth. And I kind of like that. Yeah. It's weird though. It is like eating chalk. Really like eating chalk.
Why don't you just buy chalk instead? That's the real question.
Because
it has to have the flavor.
Yeah.
And the sugar.
And chalk is not in nice little discs like Necco wafers are. Anyway,
all right.
And I kind of like the old
school
wrapping
on it. The Necco company. Well, tell us, Allison.
Okay, so the Boston Globe reported in March that the company is desperately in need of a buyer and that the CEO, Michael McGee, notified the state of Massachusetts that most of their employees, which is about 400 of them, 395 of them, would likely face layoffs if they didn't find a buyer by May. So that hit the news, and then candy lovers, like, I guess, suddenly were interested again, and they started panicking and stormed candystore.com to buy up a whole bunch of Necco wafers just in case the company disappeared. And the sales of the company's products actually went up by 82%, with the wafers alone increasing by 150%.
Yeah, so a lot of people out there are afraid that Necco wafers might go extinct if this company
goes out of business. I'd be so okay with that.
Yeah.
But they have this cult following. So part of the reason I was interested in this story is I went to a legal conference a few weeks ago. I think I talked about it.
Oh, yeah.
But one of the seminars that I went to was about, like, leading a legal department in a changing workforce. And they talked about generations. So they talked about, like, the old generation, like the, what do they call them, the greatest generation sometimes, and baby boomers and Gen X and millennials. And they had, like, and at the beginning of the seminar, the person had, like, different types of candy to represent, like, each of the four groups. And for the traditionals, or the greatest generations, they had Necco wafers. Because it's kind of like a really traditional candy. And then they had, I think, Gen
not
X,
like those strawberry hard candies.
What were the kind of candies that I brought home? I don't even remember
they
now.
Were, I think they were Sugar Daddies.
Sugar Daddies.
I love
think
Sugar
Daddies. Might have been Gen X.
No.
Or were they Baby Boomers?
It was the Baby Boomers.
I love Sugar Daddies, the candy.
Sugar Daddies were Baby
and
Boomers.
And the person.
What was the other one? I can't remember. What was the Gen
Daddy?
X?
Yes.
Oh, Gen X was Pop Rocks.
Yeah.
So it was Pop Rocks for Gen X. And then for Millennials, they had Gummy SpongeBob.
Yeah.
And the person who did the seminar said like that those, millennials but... really identify with gummy candies because
they, like
they grew up like playing soccer and their parents giving them fruit, what do you call
snacks
them? Fruit
all
snacks.
The time.
And so that's sort of translated
Why
into a lot
soccer,
of gummy candy.
What does soccer have to do with fruit snacks?
Well,
because
like
you'd
soccer
like
treats
pass them out as like
or...
soccer treats or like birthday
things.
Parties.
Well,
they would give fruit snacks.
They're basically
or, like,
millennials.
Their parents,
millennials had a lot of gummy things.
And
they
like
just
fruit
got a lot
snacks
of gummy,
were supposed to be like more healthy, but they
but
were still kind of candy-like.
No, the real candy you would like get so excited if you got in your... Was it SpongeBob or was it the Krabby Patty things?
It was the Krabby Patty gummy.
Yes, those were... Okay, I was going to hate on them, but like, let's be real. If you got those in your
it's
Halloween...
It's within the SpongeBob universe,
no, if you
right?
got those in your Halloween bag, it was like the coolest thing ever.
That's so
no,
funny.
And it's not just that it's SpongeBob, Dad. It's not about it being SpongeBob. You don't understand. It had like
have
the
we talked
bread.
About this before?
No,
I'm getting.
I don't know.
Big
no,
deja vu.
I don't. It's not about it being SpongeBob. It's you've got the like the buns and the patty and the lettuce and the tomato. It's all like different things, and you eat it together. It's like a sandwich of gummies.
That's what it was.
Okay.
It was this,
it's so
it was the gummy
no. Those were okay. I was about to
patty.
Hate on them, and then I remembered
that you love Krabby
that
patties?
I loved those when I was little. Like those
you
were
know,
the coolest things ever.
I have never once tried those.
Have you, do you know what I'm talking about, though?
I know what you're talking about. And let me tell you, it's funny that you say that you, like, those were cool in Halloween candy.
Yeah.
Because, like, I would, like, okay, you guys would go to bed when you were little, and we would look through and, like, oh, what, like, I would never, ever open that.
Oh, my gosh,
like,
no.
I was never
I'm
tempted.
Glad you left them for us, because they're, like, it's like a burger, but it's made out of candy.
Oh.
It's like, you know when you guys made those candy sushi things? It's like that kind of appeal. Like,
which are cute, but I was never tempted to eat those either. They don't look good to me, or like
they're not bad.
Appetizing.
I mean, they're not like Dad. I think you would enjoy them. They're not. They don't taste
I mean,
bad.
I like chewy candy, so I probably wouldn't hate it. But I don't have that like excitement about seeing a Krabby Patty.
Oh, no. I was about to hate on it, and I'm kind of like disappointed in myself for wanting to hate on it because I really did like love those when I was little.
It's funny because so there were only like maybe 8 or 10 people in the seminar because it was a breakout session. So it was a little small session, but one of the things they did was kind of go around the circle and talk about like, what do these candies mean to you? And most of us were Gen Xers. So we all keyed in on the Pop Rocks and like 3 different people raised the thing of, well, you know, Mikey died from drinking soda pop, drinking Pepsi and eating Pop Rocks. Cause
Mikey.
That was the urban legend was the kid from the Life commercial, the Mikey likes it.
Yeah.
That he ate a whole bunch of Pop Rocks and drank soda pop and he exploded, like his stomach exploded and he died.
Yeah. Which
and everybody knows
isn't
that's not
true.
True, but it's a funny story.
It is
that's
it's
what
the
everybody
story that
thinks
always
of when they think
mind.
Of Pop Rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I'm
I
like
remember
the, gummy.
The
I
one
do like
thing
the
about
gummy Krabby Patties, I remember now.
The one thing I remember about Sugar Daddies is when I was a little kid, like maybe 4 or 5 years old. I remember I went to church once and someone gave me a Sugar Daddy and I ate it and it pulled the caps off my teeth and my parents
oh
got
my
really
gosh.
Mad because I used to have caps on my teeth when I was a little kid because I had really bad teeth. I think I had like a dairy allergy or something.
No, it was
like the enamel on my teeth was bad when, on my baby teeth.
Your baby teeth. So
But so what I had some of my teeth were capped, and I ate this sugar daddy, and it pulled the caps right off, and my parents were mad.
Yeah. What I heard about that is that your mom, I think your mom told me that she took some antibiotic that affected your tooth enamel, like while she was pregnant with you.
Yeah, I don't know, something.
There was something.
But I had
like
really
that.
Bad teeth when I was a kid. Yeah. And then I lost my baby teeth and it was fine. But
baby
teeth. But they are super sticky. Like you can get them stuck in your teeth, really.
They will pull out all kinds of things.
Speaking of sugar, though.
Treat yourself.
Was there more on the story or can we move on to our next segment?
There's a little more. So this guy like created a GoFundMe campaign and was planning on going ahead and buying that. And
so is it the ex-CEO of the Necco company? Like actually came up with a GoFundMe campaign to save the company.
Yeah, it's the ex-CEO. And he says, I can promise you if you donate to this GoFundMe, you will own a piece of Necco as I will issue shares to everyone that contributes money. This company has been in our backyard for 170 years, and it's time we own it. So
not only do they make the candy wafers, but they also make most of the conversation hearts you get for Valentine's Day.
I like those. Those especially are always hated on.
Those need
but
to
I like
exist,
them.
Too. I like them.
People
I'm sure
hate
some
on, people
will do
always
like a,
hate
a
on them.
Knockoff version, but... Yeah,
you there's like though, the sweethearts ones, but they're not good.
I've had knockoff versions,
they're
and they're
same.
Not right.
But no, everyone always complains about them, but they're good.
I like them. They're fun.
I like the white ones that are minty.
I like candy corn too, though.
Mm-hmm.
I like that you can crunch into them; they kind of crumble a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I like candy corn because they're chewy, but like crumbly.
That's a totally different season, though.
Yeah, but it's a similar thing because everyone hates on them, but it's like a seasonal, like you eat them and you think
thing.
Of the season.
Yes.
I suppose, yeah.
So the little candy hearts, the little sweetheart candy hearts, the little pink ones, you know, the little pink and they're like, there are white ones that are minty and there are pink ones that are minty. The pink ones that are minty are just like those, you know, those little round pink mints that are kind of, they remind me of Pepto-Bismol, honestly. But I love those. What are... Is that Necco?
Know.
Does Necco make those, too?
I don't know. I know what you're talking about.
They're
like
exactly
the wintergreen
the same.
Pink...
Yes.
Do you know what I do know?
But it's the same... Yes, and they call them lozenges, which is weird.
Do you know what I...
But they have exactly the same texture. And I'm wondering if those are made by Necco. I love those. I never see them, but I love them.
What I do know is that it's time for Treat Yourself.
Is it?
Yep. We only have already? One last thing to do on the podcast, and that is...
Three words for you. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Treat yourself.
So last weekend, Allison and the boys, William and Henry and I, went out to eat. We wanted to go someplace we'd never been before. And so we had the idea to take the boys to a Polish restaurant. There's a Polish restaurant in Plano, just south of here, called... Yes, it's those candies.
They're Necco.
Are they Necco?
They are okay. Necco. They're so we can't...
Anyway, the Polish restaurant...
We can't have Necco.
There's a Polish restaurant called Taste of Poland, and it has a little shop in it, like where you can buy Polish groceries. And they had a whole bunch of Polish treats. And we thought, hey, that's kind of fun. So we are going to try Polish treats for Treat Yourself. We have... I'm going to take different pictures here so I can post them on our Instagram and Facebook. There's something called... I don't even know how to pronounce this. It looks like Familijn and Gofraun waffle wafers.
They're blueberry, it seems.
Will you know how to pronounce it? I have no idea. I don't know how to pronounce Polish words.
So Polish confuses me because it's like similar to Russian, but they use a different alphabet. And so I look at it and go, Familijn.
I'm here now.
Yeah, the boys are here.
The boys are here to participate and Treat Yourself. We also have something called Krauski Milanowski.
Krauski
it's
Milanowski?
It's a milky, creamy fudge candy.
Can we open
it
up the...
So
and then we have something called Tiki Tacky.
We
it
had
is
to get
filled
tiki-taki.
Chocolates.
It looks
I
like Cadbury mini eggs,
tiki-taki.
Like half ones.
Yeah, they look really good. My prediction
just Cadbury eggs.
Is all this stuff is going to be delicious, but we have to test it and see.
Right. Let's try the waffles first.
All right. Let's try the waffles. If you want to open that, Allison.
Mute the mics.
Pass them around, then I'll mute the mics so we're not chewing into it.
Definitely. I think all these will be delicious.
And then we will rate them.
They look good, all of them. Okay.
The food we had there was good. Polish food is sort of like halfway in between German food and Russian food. It's a lot of potato and cabbage-based stuff. But it was really good. It was kind of really comfort food. They had potato pancakes that were excellent.
Mm. Yeah, there's potato.
And a lot of like gravy and, I don't know, sausage. Polish sausage.
There's potatoes in like everything.
Cabbage. Yeah.
The whole meal was brought to us like by potatoes and cabbage.
And cabbage.
And sausage.
And sour cream.
Yeah. Half of it I thought was really good, and the other half I just thought was weird and like not necessarily good or bad.
All right, pass them around.
Okay, mute those mics.
Okay, I was going to say it was okay, because it was just like just very different than I thought. But as I eat it more, I actually think it was delicious. There was like, I like the chewy dried blueberries.
Yeah, the filling is really good.
Delicioso!
The blueberry taste is kind of different than the normal blueberry taste that we're used to, but... Yeah, I agree. Delicious.
I like the texture. I like that it's basically a wafer cookie with cream in the middle.
But the cream is chewy.
The flavor is a little odd.
No, I like it. I don't like wafer cookies very much because they're like eating styrofoam, I think. But the chewy middle, I think, makes it worthwhile.
I kind of think it's creamy in a weird way, but like a weird good way.
So you all think it's delicious. I'm going to call it a strong okay.
We call it a weak delicious.
It's so good though. That's a strong delicious.
I think it's delicious for sure.
All right, which should we try the ticky tacky next?
Sure.
All right. I like them.
It's like it's in the shape and I guess form kind of a Cadbury cream egg, but tastes like a Reese's peanut butter cup. It's
they
really
remind
good.
Me of like those peanut butter chocolate flavor. Eggs you get for Easter.
Yep. They have
some kind of nut coconutty. Butter in them.
Yeah.
They're kind of coconut flavor.
Not exactly peanut butter, but something.
It's really good. That's a strong delicious.
It's a little gritty, but not in a bad way.
Maybe they taste, there's coconut in them. That grit is coconut.
Is it coconut?
Mm-hmm.
But it has...
It tastes sort of like nougat.
But it's like an egg-shaped thing with... Or egg-shaped things with...
It's not chewy like nougat. I don't think it's really nougat-y. No.
They're egg-shaped chocolate things filled
they're
with
not,
cream.
They're not egg-shaped either. They're hot air balloon-shaped.
Or like half an egg. But yeah, that's a strong delicious. That's good.
I would say it's delicious.
Delicious.
I call it delicious, too.
Yum, yum,
like
yum, yum, yum. Delicioso.
I won't argue. I think it's delicious. I'm trying to look at the ingredients here.
Well, they're probably
and does it Polish. Says coconut. I can't tell what I'm trying to peel. There's like a sticker over the ingredients.
So that's like, that's five deliciouses. That's a really good rating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's candy. It's sweet. It's yummy. Coconut rasps. What does that mean? Like shredded coconut?
Yeah.
I think it's like coconut rasps. It's not shredded. So. It's almost like grinded, like.
Like tiny powdered. Little, it's little like, nibs.
I don't know.
Yeah, like it's...
Whatever a coconut rasp
like it's
is.
Like a gritty kind of thing.
Like in peanut butter cups.
All right, the last thing we have here, these are Krauke Milanowskis.
Krauke?
It reminds me of Mike... What's his name?
Mike Krasowski.
Mike Krasowski. Mike
That's
Wazowski.
Totally what it is. Wazowski, we're going right? to eat him.
I think Mike Wazowski would have liked this restaurant.
Probably.
Okay, it says milky cream fudge. But it's more like a caramel.
Yeah, it's like caramel fudge.
Well, no, but I
no,
looked
it's
at...
Like, it's like vanilla fudge.
I looked at it and expected it to be a caramel because it looks like one. So I totally bit into it expecting it to be chewy and my teeth went straight through it because it's like a fudge texture. And it was super weird.
I looked at it and I thought
it's
it'd
good
be,
though.
I thought it'd be banana flavored since it's all wrappers are yellow and stuff.
It's like somewhere between fudge and caramel. Does anyone not think these are delicious?
No,
it was delicious.
Yum, 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 delicioso.
Exactly what I expected, though, because I was expecting like vanilla fudge.
So overall, these have been really good candies.
I like them; they're good.
Yeah.
What do you like the best?
I like those fudge ones.
I like these two: the milky cream fudge.
Yeah,
I like the waffle wafers.
I'm stuck between Milanowskis. Those are the ones I like the best.
The chewy
these are all really good, but I'm stuck between that one and the second one.
No, the second one is not as good
I
as
I might
this.
Have to give third the wafer problem. Waffle cookie things a second try. I don't know.
It's
I,
just, it, the thing for me, yeah, was that it was completely different than I expected.
The flavor
just,
was different.
If you just get used
the
to the blueberry flavor.
Better than I expected because it's kind of, it's a little bit tart and a little bit tangy and chewy, the blueberry stuff. Anyway, I think it's great.
All right. Well, that is Treat Yourself. And that is our podcast. Thank you, Phoebe and Allison, for participating.
Thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks, boys, for sharing in our Polish treats.
You're welcome.
thank you, everyone who's listening. If you are listening, let us know. You can tweet us at TTD Podcast on Twitter. You can send us a note on email at talktodadpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, pretty much everywhere at Talk to Dad Podcast. Or talktodadpodcast.com is where we our website where you can find all of our
and
episodes.
It hits even awesomer.
Phoebe just hit the soundboard.
Oh, what did I hit?
And it gets even awesomer.
And it gets even awesomer.
Hey, that wasn't bad. It kind of worked. I was trying to get another fudge.
If you want to help out the podcast, the best thing you can do for us is to go on iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. Thank you to those who have. Thank you to those who have left us ratings. I've noticed we've gotten a few more ratings lately. We still have a 5-star average, which is awesome because there are a lot of podcasts out there. The only way we can really differentiate ourselves is if we get a lot of good reviews, and then iTunes gives us a little bit of love by putting us on their ratings. So that's something you can do. But mostly we do it for fun. This has been a lot of fun, and we will see you later.